From the KBIA newsroom, I'm Sarah Shariari. Premature birth affects 1 in 10 infants in the United States. And according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, preterm birth is a major factor in infant mortality. It's also one of the leading causes of neurological disabilities in children. In this second part of her series, An Uncertain Road, Life After Premature Birth, Rebecca Smith, from the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, shares the story of a set of extremely premature twins and takes a look at the range of potential outcomes for preemies.
Skylee Mundy is a big personality. She's involved in Girl Scouts, soccer, dance, gymnastics, and her favorite birthday present was her diary with a lock. Just a typical 7-year-old girl. You'd never guess that she was born extremely premature at just 24 weeks and 1 day, alongside her twin brother, Coy. Coy weighed 1 pound, 6 ounces, and Skylee, 1 pound, 5 ounces.
This is my brother, Coy. He's my twin brother, and he's is very nice to me when he doesn't pull my hair.
Skylee says she loves Coy, even if he does pinch her or pull her hair sometimes. Coy's a very happy and social guy, always smiling, and loves when people talk with him. But he has one serious complication from their time as preemies in the hospital that Skylee doesn't, and it's a big one. Severe cerebral palsy. Coy can't walk or talk.
I didn't even know what really a preemie was.
That's Shanna Mundy, Coy and Skylee's mom. She says she and her husband, Rob, were unprepared.
I just remember, like, freaking out because I didn't have anything, like, to take them home. And they're like, they're not going home anytime soon.
Coy was born with a brain hemorrhage, or bleeding in the brain. But at first, things were looking pretty good, all things considered, for both Skylee and Coy. But then Coy got an infection and meningitis and was sent to a different hospital.
Coy was worse off, like, we don't know if he's going to make it kind of thing.
While in the neonatal intensive care unit, or NICU, Skylee did end up having one heart surgery, but it went well.
They had to cut my back open and put stitches in my heart.
Her complications didn't end up being as serious and life-altering as Coy's. After about 4 months, the twins were able to go home. But first, the twins' doctors came to speak with the Mundys.
I mean, I know with Coy, they came in, they said they had done another scan, and they were kind of like, well, we see a little bit of damage on the right ventricle, but we're not sure what that means.
When they got home, Shanna got Skylee and Coy into a routine, but things didn't really settle down. Coy continued to have health problems. And even when things did calm down a bit, something still wasn't right.
Skylee was rolling, crawling, walking towards the end, and he was just laying there.
I kept saying, like, there's something wrong with him because, you know, she was crawling and...
Skylee caught up with her gestational age within about 6 months, was developing normally, and was walking by about 1. But it wasn't until Coy was 2 that the Mundys found out his diagnosis.
So then I remember getting a paper, and it had, like, all this information on everything, and it said diagnosis, said cerebral palsy.
It was hard for the Mundys, one child thriving and one child struggling, until they got Coy's cerebral palsy diagnosis.
You know, at the time, we wanted him to walk before he could crawl. We wanted him to speak. We wanted him to be able to play. But whenever we got the diagnosis and the explanation from the CP clinic on what to expect, it made things easier, made them realistic. So what, we weren't living in a fantasy world anymore, I guess.
So what does survival or life past the NICU even mean for preemies, especially the ones like Coy and Skylee that are born extremely early and extremely small? John Pardalis, the neonatologist who leads the NICU at Women's and Children's Hospital in Columbia, says it varies. Some kids get out of the NICU with no complications, and other kids struggle once they leave, just like the Mundy twins.
So at 23, 24 weeks, 70 to 80% of them will have something long-term neurologically wrong with them.
Over the last 25 or so years, the technology used to save preemies has significantly improved, allowing neonatologists to save babies younger and younger. But the lower a gestational age, the higher the likelihood for a serious lifelong disability. So is this new technology allowing doctors to save more babies that may struggle with serious complications later on in life? Pardalis, who talks with parents every day about their babies' futures, says probably.
I think we are creating more disabled kids, but I think we also have a lot of kids that are completely normal, even though they started little. And so it's hard for me to say, you are going to be great and you're not. So we just had to take the chances and treat everyone like they will be able to, you know, survive and do well on their own in the future.
For the Mundys, 7-year-old Coy's struggles have continued, even beyond the cerebral palsy diagnosis. But Shanna says that now, they are finally reaching a place where things are starting to level out.
You know, we're not having to go to the hospital. Like, we're up to yearly visits.
Skylie has continued to grow up developmentally, the same as a child born full term. But Rob and Shanna say being a preemie does affect her.
I mean, she lives it. She also knows it, you know. She knows there are certain things we can't do because we're saving for another piece of equipment or something like that. So she understands.
Rob and Shanna say they wouldn't change anything, even though there are struggles associated with raising their kids. Rob says emotionally it hasn't been too hard because they have their faith to rely on. But financially, they have to buy special equipment for Coy that costs tens of thousands of dollars.
But the financial burden is something that's always there, and I never see it going away.
Shanna says, for her, one of the hardest things is thinking about what will happen to Coy once she and Rob die.
I wouldn't change it, but I do have, you know, moments where I think, like, when we get to the age of retirement, it's not going to be, oh, the kids are out of the house and it's just us. Let's go travel the world. Like, we're always going to have Coy. So, you know, you have to think about what's going to happen when we die.
As for the future, Skylie says she's already decided what she wants to do.
Tell her, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Well, then I'm going to be is a zoologist, vet, and a zoologist. Two zoo things.
She wants to be a veterinarian and a zoologist.
Okay.
And Coy, well, Shanna says they're getting him a new wheelchair that lets him maneuver himself, and he's going up and down the hallway. But for now, they're still going to continue to take life a day at a time.
If you said, what do you think he's going to be like in 15 years? This is what I see. Like, I can't imagine him talking. Like, I cannot in my head imagine him saying words. I don't know, I can't. I figure this will be bigger, taller.
From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith.
Roll it, pat it, pat it, pat it. Mark it with a C. 33.